Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is Genesis chapter 24. And as usual, let's start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us one way or another. Father, where we have gone wrong, where we have offended you, may you have mercy on us. May you forgive us. May you send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and show us the right way, and to always come and be amidst us. We pray all this, believe you, and trust you in your mighty name. And that's of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, who sent us. Amen. So today's Wonder Chapter is Genesis chapter 24. Isaac and Rebekah. Abraham was now very old, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the senior servant in the household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. The servant asked him, what if a woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I take your son back to the country you came from? Make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on earth, saying, to your offspring I will give this land, he will send his angel before you, so that you can get a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. So the servant put his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore an oath to him concerning his matter. Then the servant left, taking with him 10 of the master's camels, loaded with all kinds of good things from his master. He set out for Haran, Naharim, and made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was towards evening, the time the women go out to draw water. Then he prayed, Lord, God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, please get down, let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown mercy to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's son, brother Nahor. The woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever slept with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please, give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too, until they have had enough water to drink. So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well to draw more water, and drew enough for all his camels. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. When the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a gold nose ring, weighing a beaker, and 2 bracelets weighing 10 shekels. Then he asked, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? She answered, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, born to Nahor. And she added, we have plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for you to spend the night. Then the man bowed down and worshipped the Lord, saying, please, praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned my kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on a journey to the house of my master's relative. The young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and he hurried out to the man at the spring. As soon as he had seen the nose ring and the bracelet on his sister's hand, and had heard Rebekah tell what the man said to her, he went out to the man and found him seated by the camels near the spring. "Come, you who are blessed by the Lord," he said. "Why are you standing out there? I have prepared the house and a place for your camel." So the man went to the house, and the camels were unloaded. Straw and fodder were brought for the camels, and water for him and his men to wash their feet. Then food was set before him, but he said, "I will not eat until I have told you what I have to say." "Then tell us," Laban said. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master abundantly, and he has become wealthy. And he has given him sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. My master's wife Sarah has borne him a son in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns." And my master made me swear an oath and said, "You must not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but go to my father's family and to my own clan and get a wife for my son." Then I asked my master, "What if the woman will not come back with me?" He replied, "The Lord, before whom I have walked faithfully, will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son and my own clan and from my father's family. You will be released from my oath if when you go to my clan, they refuse to give her to you. Then you'll be released from my oath. When I came to the spring today, I said, 'Lord, God of my master Abraham, if you will, please grant me success to the journey which I have come. See, I'm standing beside the spring. If a woman comes out to draw water and I say to her, please let me drink a little water from the jar, and if she says to me, drink, I will draw water for your camels too. Let her be the one the Lord has chosen for my master's son.' Before I finished praying in my heart, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She went down to the spring and drew water, and I said to her, 'Please give me a drink.' She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, 'Drink, and I'll water your camels too.' So I drank, and she watered the camels too. I asked her, 'Whose daughter are you?' She said, 'The daughter of Bethuel, son of Nahor, from Milcah, whom Milcah bore to him.' Then I put the ring in her nose and a bracelet on her arms, and I bowed down and worshipped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me to the right road to get the granddaughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you will show me kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, so I may know which way to return.' Laban and Bethuel answered, 'This is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. Here is Rebekah. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord directed.' When Abraham's servant heard what they had said, he bowed down to the ground before the Lord. And the servant brought out gold and silver and jewelry and articles of clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave costly gifts to her brother and to her mother. Then he and the men who were with him ate and drank and spent the night there. When they got up the next morning, he said, 'Send me on my way, my master.' But her brother and her mother replied, 'Let the young girl remain with us for 10 days or so, then you may go.' But he said to them, 'Do not detain me. Now that the Lord has granted success to my journey, send me on my way so I may go to my master.' Then they said, 'Let's call the young woman and ask her about it.' So they called Rebekah and asked her, 'Will you go with this man?' 'I will go,' she said. So they sent their sister Rebekah on her way, along with her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "Our sister, may you increase to thousands upon thousands. May your offspring possess the cities of thy enemies." Then Rebekah and her attendants got ready and mounted their camels and went back with the man. So the servant took Rebekah and left. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahail-Roh, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and he looked up. He saw camels approaching. Rebekah also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, "Who is this man in the field coming to meet us?" "He is my master," the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So he became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. I think it's one of the longest chapters we have had, but let's go. It's basically about the story of Rebekah and Isaac. Yeah, how they fall in love. But what do we learn from today's wonder chapter? Well, briefly, the first thing that really came to me was verse 7. "Then the Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me on earth, saying, 'To your offspring I'll give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you will also, and you, so that you can get a wife for my son from there." It was really a deep verse for me. Why? Most times we tend to forget where the Lord picked us from. Once the Lord puts us somewhere, we tend to forget where he picked us from. But that wasn't the case with Abraham. Abraham remembered vividly from where the Lord picked him. And he's there telling his servant, reminding him that the same Lord who picked him from where he was and put him where he wanted to be will surely go ahead of him. Another thing that I learned is that the Lord is always in front. No matter what journey, no matter what situation, no matter what we are facing, the Lord takes the first step. Amen? The Lord is like the lead car in this convoy of life. So no matter what you are going through, I want you to always know that the Lord passed there first. No matter how difficult the situation may be, always remember that the Lord passed there first. And if you continue to verse 12, which is actually my favorite verse, "Then he prayed, 'Lord, God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham.'" This is Abraham's servant praying that God should bless his journey. And this is something that I really want us to borrow. Remember to pray no matter what situation you are, whether you are happy, you're sad, you're sick, you're healthy, you're rich, you're poor. Always remember to pray. The best time to pray is any time. Don't forget to pray, because it's through prayers that we communicate with God. And today we see Abraham's servant showing us, before he set off for his journey, he said a word of prayer. We may be wanting to start new journeys in this new year. Some of you want to start businesses. Some of you want to start hotels. Some of you want to start, I don't know, whatever journey you want to start this new year. Start it with the Lord, and he will grace you, and he will walk ahead of your business, ahead of your journey, be it a financial journey, be it a spiritual journey, be it your academic journey, be it your social journey. Pray. Pray. And verse 15. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with Hagar on her shoulder. She was a daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. Before he even finished praying. Are you seeing how beautiful prayer is? That sometimes as we are praying, God is in the factory of miracles, manufacturing miracles for you. That needless bit before you even finish praying, God has really opened the floodgates of heaven for you. And though sometimes it takes time, but it will always be like that. The Lord got you. Every task that you do, the Lord got you. You accept hands. Trust the process. Lastly, if you read through, if you go to verse 67, that's the last verse. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah, so she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. The Lord is your comfort. Always remember that the Lord is our comfort. That needless, regardless of everything we're going through, let's always endeavor to find comfort in the Lord, because he is the source of everything. So whether you're sad, seek comfort from the Lord. Whether you're in pain, seek comfort from the Lord. And he will shock you. He will shock you. That's what I had for you today. Take off time, read Genesis chapter 24. Internalize it. What do you learn? Tell us what you learn. Send us an email, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or you can send us a direct message on Twitter or Instagram @dailygracewithalan. The Lord can use one message, one word to send 1,000 messages. But much love, God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for today's wonder chapter. I want to thank you for blessing us and gracing us. But I want to thank you for everything that we have learned. And we pray that may you always make us prayerful. May you fill us with that spirit of prayer. And may you fill us with that spirit of patience. That in whatever situation that we face, we may start with you and end it with you through prayer. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, will strengthen us. Amen.